All right, joined by the head coach of the Calgary Canucks, Brad Moran, ahead of the fourth meeting of the season with the Olds Grizzlies. You guys have had some big outposts offensively against Olds so far this season. In the matchups, what do you think has made the difference?
No, I think we're starting to play some good hockey, and I think there's been close games where all of a sudden the puck's just gone in for us, and you get a little bit of separation, and they continue to go, and we got to make sure we start on time, play each period as it is, and then not worry what the score is.
Each game against Olds this season, you've turned to Cruz Chase in net, and he is 3-0. What have you seen from him this season against Olds and overall?
Oh, he's been great as a 17-year-old come in and give us a chance to win, and he's allowed us to really manage the load for Renault so that he's fresh, and you know we don't play tomorrow, but it just allows him to rest up and make sure we have two goalies going, because we feel like we'll need them at some point.
You bet. The last time that you met Olds, it was at the Siksika Deerfoot Arena there. So how meaningful and special was it to be able to play in that environment?
No, that's a great environment. It was our second game, second time there in 2 years, and it's been fun. Great building that relationship, and then just learning a little bit about what they've got going on there, and the post-game festivities, so to say, are interesting, and I love hearing from them, and the meals and everything they put on. I think it's a great event.
You bet. You've got a player this week who had a four-point game against the Grizzlies the last time you took on Olds, and he's continued on from there, racking up another four-point and being named a player of the week here in Nathan Maloney. What has he done to take off here over this last half dozen games?
I think Nathan and a lot of first-year guys, he's been good all year, but it takes 3-4 months to really take that step forward, and obviously now he's really excelled in the last few weeks, and then continued as he continued to be the top scoring defenseman in the league, and that's what we look for all our first year guys. Is it takes half the year to get your feet wet and then really start to understand what you're capable of, and he's been really good for us.
Jack Plandowski has been among the league leaders in goals and points all season, but he went through a spell with six games without a goal, but did get on the score sheet with one in your last game. You know, how has his season progressed?
No, I think really good. I think obviously six games with no goals is, I didn't even know. I think his play and his contribution is instrumental, and it's sometimes they go in, sometimes they don't. For me, it's the opportunities and the chances he's getting, and then eventually they will start all going in again, and that's just the way it works.
At the top of the table there, obviously, Canmore, yourself, Drumheller, Camrose, the teams are hitting their stride. What do you want to accomplish over these last 10 games before the playoffs?
I think we really want to focus on playing the right way, doing the right things, and like the playoff habit type things. 10 games goes quickly, and we want to chase down first place and feel like if we win our games in hand, we have that opportunity. But there's a lot of teams playing good hockey right now, so it's going to be a battle.
This season, when you're hosting a Centennial Cup, is always a season where your team's going to be going forward and making a lot of moves. But obviously, with the BCHL situation and the NCAA rules changing partway through the year, this year seems like there's been even more player movement for all teams in these leagues than in the past. Is there anything you see as a course forward to maybe reduce that a little bit and get more commitment either from the players to the teams or vice versa in the future?
Yeah, it's tough. We've been lucky, but we've still lost guys to the Western League. So it means we're doing a good job developing. And I think we try to build the relationships with the kids and put a good program on that they are committed to us as much as we're committed to them and their teammates. And that's kind of how we have to look at it going forward.
Excellent. Well, best of luck the rest of the way. Keep her going. Thanks for doing this, Brent.
Perfect. Thank you.